3, 2, 1.
Fernando and Greg and your good news.
Listen, I love it when people surprise their mom, take care of their parents. Indianapolis Colts linebacker Darius Leonard had a good season with his team, so he's feeling really generous, wanted to take care of his mother. So he gave her a brand new Mercedes-Benz. First new car she's ever owned, and probably, I'm going to assume, the most fancy as well. Got it when went for the Benz as well. Her reaction was priceless. He gave the car to her. They were in a parking lot somewhere, but she didn't realize yet that this car that was parked there was hers yet until he revealed it. And then she went absolutely nuts. That is all her running through the parking lot. Go and take a look at the video. I'm pretty sure she said that she got some weed in her bag. But either way, hopefully she won't be driving like right away. But go and take a look at the video on our social. It is amazing just to watch her running, literally running through the parking lot, so excited because her son just gave her a brand new car. So congratulations to her. That's real good news. We share good news with you. You share your good news with us at 888-456-9970. Verlinda's on the line right now. What you got? What's your good news?
Well, look, I'm on this Optivia program where I've lost 15 pounds in 5 weeks.
Hey! Woo! I need to do that because I can't exercise like I want to on this bad knee. So how'd you do it?
Well, so the good thing is about this program, the first like month and a half, you're not supposed to exercise.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you go. That's easy. This is perfect for me right now.
Me too.
Right. Because, see, so I have a bad knee, too, because I just got out of a knee brace. I didn't have surgery, luckily, yet. But I've got all this inflammation. It was swollen. You know, I hyperextended it. And I was like, okay, I got to get this weight off because it kept telling me you're fat.
Oh. Well, you're doing it. You're doing it, girl. Doing 15 pounds in 5 weeks. That's great.
In 5 weeks. And I'm a person who doesn't have any willpower. I didn't think.
Wow. I got to look at, what's the program called again?
It's called Optivia, OPTAVIA, and it has been a life changer.
Wow. What's your goal? Like, what's the total amount?
I want to lose a total of 40 pounds.
Okay. Well, good.
You're well on your way, girl.
Yeah, you totally are. Congrats.
You're almost halfway there.
I'm trying. I put on some pants I haven't worn in about 4 or 5 years. I was like, yes.
Yeah, it's like having a whole new wardrobe.
It felt so good.
Well, and I was reading on my post-op stuff. It's like for knee injuries and stuff, if you have a bad knee, every pound you take off is like 3 pounds on your knee. So
Yes. And I'm almost done with my physical therapy. And they're like, you slimmed down. I'm like, yes, I have.
All right. Congratulations. Not bad. 15 pounds is amazing. On her way to 40 pounds. Thanks for sharing the good news there. Elisa's on the line right now. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so share the good news with us.
Well, this past week I got to see my cousin Karen, who is a nun in Chile, and I haven't seen her in 44 years.
Wow. Whoa.
She needs to get out that convent more.
Yeah. Come visit you.
My goodness. How was the reunion?
It was wonderful. It's weird, you know. It's just like I just saw her yesterday.
You picked right back up.
Yeah, just right back up. And, you know, we're going to keep in touch now. And not that we weren't in touch before. It's just that we hadn't reconnected since I was 10.
Now, do nuns do, like, email? Do nuns text?
They WhatsApp, they text, they do everything.
Wow, this is the modern-day nun.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
How did you reconnect, though? Like, was this a Facebook thing? How did you guys reconnect?
Well, what happened was she has 7 siblings, and the 7 siblings put up money for her to come visit us while she was visiting Florida. So she came to San Francisco to visit us. They paid for her ticket.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, she's given all her money and time to the Lord, so you gave some money to her.
That's right. Yeah. So it was really wonderful, and I told him when she goes back to Miami in a couple years that I promised to meet her there.
Awesome. All right. That's great. Thank you so much, Alisa. We appreciate you sharing the good news this
morning.
I'm
becoming a nun if you get to go to Miami every year.
Nun's got the life.
If you go into Miami all the time,
right?
I'm becoming
a nun. Remember those nuns that were, like, taking hella money or whatever and then going on these gambling?
Yes. That was in SoCal, I think. Yeah, it was.
See, that's a nun.
Listen, nuns had a good old time. What did you
say? A nunship?
Okay, a nunship. Okay,
what?
Good.
I can promise
something else.
You. There's a nun in my family. She ain't having a good old time. Trust me. I have another aunt who's like a nun. They ain't having a good old time.
Seconds of Summer, Young Blood with Fernando and Greg in the morning. In fact, they just announced that they're touring with Chainsmokers November the 29th, okay? 99.7 Now bringing them to you, and the presale is going to happen this Thursday.
Man, I'm so excited. I get my stitches taken out tomorrow from my knee surgery. This thing, this happening so quick, but all I can think about is as a kid, anytime we got stitches, my dad would take them instead of taking us back to the doctor like a normal parent. Instead of taking us back to the doctor, my dad would just get out his pocket knife and he would take them out himself. I had 10 stitches on my head. Took those out here. I had stitches in my pinky once from getting bit by this stupid dog. He took them out there. Like, he just, and he's so rough.
Yeah.
We can ask my mom about it tomorrow.
But, like, why he didn't want to spend the gas money?
He's like, why? I can do it with these pocket
knives. No, that's not sanitary, Big Buck.
Yeah, I know. And he's over there, like, gutting a deer, cleaning fish with the same knife.
And he's, like, ripping out your stitches of your head.
That's all I can think about when I look at my stitches. It just reminds me of my father. And not, like, a nice memory, but him holding me down.
Anybody's parent do, like, a self-surgery or, like, a surgery on you?
One time when I was a kid, I had the splinter in the bottom of my foot, and I let it go, and it finally became black in the bottom of my foot. And finally, my dad was like, I'm taking it out. He and his friend held me down. Like, I was like a squealing pig. I remember my mom was there. There was a lot of adults there for some reason. I think they were having some sort of party. They decided to grab me, like Piggy from Lord of the Flies, hold me down, and he cut it out of my foot.
Oh.
So that's all. And I was screaming. And I mean, and my dad's like, be quiet.
Stand still. Like, what?
So
that's
all,
so traumatic.
That's all I think about when I look at these stitches. So I hope the doctor tomorrow if he pulls out a pocket knife, I'm going to take off.
Just to mess with you. If the doctor's listening, please pull out. Bring your pocket knife to work tomorrow.
Yeah. Listen, he asked me what I did for a living. When I told him what I did, he's like, I never heard of you. He ain't listening. He's actually the Giants doctor, so I guess if he's doing anything, he's listening to baseball.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, trying to figure out what his players are doing. All
but
right.
Anyway, anybody's parent torture them when they were a kid, we'd love to hear from you.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute. Big Money
Minute. Let's say hello to Richard in Vacaville. Good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Going great. Hopefully it's going to go great for you on this game.
I hope so. Fingers crossed.
All right. Are you feeling confident? Feel like you got this?
You said they're easy questions. I hope I got this.
They were easy to us, but let's see what happens here. $1,500 is in the Big Money Minute jackpot. You've now got those 10 questions coming at you here. You're going to have 60 seconds to answer them. Get them all right, you'll get the money. If not, you'll get $10 for each correct answer. So if you don't know the answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time. But remember, the moment you give us an answer, that's the one we have to take. And then when we get to that last question, if the buzzer goes while you're trying to answer it, we'll still give you a chance to get your answer in at the end. So, and of course, we'll go back. We'll add up how much money you've won. So, Richard in Vacaville, if you're ready to do this, let's go. Let's play the Big Money Minute.
Ready, set, go.
How many bears were in the story of Goldilocks?
Three.
Bruce Wayne is the secret identity of who?
Batman.
Buster Posey plays for which baseball team?
Pass.
Who hosted this year's Grammy Awards?
Alicia Keys.
How many colonies was the U.S. made up originally?
Pass.
What type of M&Ms come in a yellow package?
Peanut.
Who was the voice of the genie in Disney's Aladdin?
Robin Williams.
This Chinese Lunar New Year is celebrating which animal?
Pig.
The North Beach area of San Francisco is famously known for serving up this type of cuisine.
Pass.
Which pop star scored a number one hit with Umbrella in 2007?
Rihanna.
Buster Posey plays for which baseball team?
Giants.
How many colonies were made up in the original U.S.?
Three.
And your last question. The North Beach area of San Francisco is famously known for serving up this type of cuisine.
Seafood?
Seafood.
What did he say?
Seafood.
Oh, seafood.
All right. Okay, then.
You didn't do bad, Richard.
No.
You just didn't win the jackpot. But let's review. You did pretty well. There are three bears in the story of Goldilocks. Bruce Wayne is Batman. Buster Posey plays for the Giants. Alicia Keys hosted this year's Grammy Awards. The number of colonies that the U.S. was originally made up of. 13. 13. The original 13 colonies, not three. M&M's. Yes, peanut M&M's come in the yellow package. Robin Williams was the voice of the genie in Disney's Aladdin. It is the year of the pig. Now, North Beach is famous for, in the words of my father, Italian food.
Italian? I was going to say Italian.
Yes, Italian.
I wish you would have.
It's Italian food over there. And Rihanna definitely was carrying an umbrella. Ella. You got eight out of 10 for $80, Richard.
There we go.
Awesome, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Funny, last time I played, I won $80, too.
So all right. Well, Richard, there you go. $80 for you this morning. Hang on the line. Do not go anywhere. I want to make sure you get that money. But that does mean the jackpot's now at $1,600. Next Tuesday, we're going to play it again, see if you can get every single answer correct, and score that gigantic jackpot.
Fernando. Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30. Fernando.
Dirty, dirty, dirty on the 30.
Perry, you know, she's got her own line of shoes. She just had to pull a bunch of shoes from stores because one pair resembles blackface.
Well, it's a black shoe with a face on it.
Yeah.
There's a pair of slippers that come in either black or gold. It's actually beige.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually has several different ones, but these flats, they have, like, a face on it. It looks more to me like Mr. Potato Head, you know,
yeah,
with big red lips.
Like,
and
who would buy those things?
Whatever. Yeah, they're super ugly.
So
that's
ugly.
Why she should pull them.
I was about to ask.
But the black
ones,
people
ask
are
Shan
upset about that.
No, they're so hurt. I would not be caught dead wearing those. Ugh.
Yeah, but Shan, I think I made a point of this. I even took some photos when I was in Memphis,
mm-hmm,
of what women were wearing there. These shoes would definitely be a hot thing, you know, in other parts of the country. You should see the way that people dress in other parts of the country. They're not woke in the Midwest,
Shan. No.
Michigan they know how to put their clothes nicely together?
Girl, I lived in St. Louis for a year. I don't need to remember all that. Oh, my God.
But this is a black shoe with a face on it. So people are saying it's blackface.
Well, no, they're like just black shoes.
I know, but we're in an ultra-sensitive time right now.
God.
I think it's the over red lips and the characterization.
Yeah, and I believe it's supposed to be like Katie's face.
But it's literally the same, the same thing that's on like the beige shoe on the black shoe.
Correct. Yeah.
So, right.
People are being too sensitive.
Yeah, so sensitive.
But it's not worth the trouble. If you're Katy Perry, it's not worth the trouble. I mean, she pulled the shoe because it's just not worth the controversy.
Oh, yeah.
She's right. And as you said, Shan, they're super ugly, so you might as well get them out of stores. Why embarrass yourself like that?
Why would you sign off on these shoes, Katy? No.
Yeah,
I think
I know.
She thought it was cute.
I think she thinks it's cute, but I don't know if everybody else does.
On a shoe?
Well, here's the thing. The retailers that pulled it are Dillard's and Walmart. So it's not like, these are not like super high-end shoes. So, you know. No, whatever. She's got other stuff available in those stores as well. So it's probably not going to hurt her too much. She's like, whatever. Why, again, why go through the controversy?
It's not worth the controversy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a black shoe with her face on it, but.
Her face?
Yeah, I mean, I think the red lips are supposed to signify her, you know, her.
Oh, my God. No. Do we even have Dillard's in the Bay?
Somebody said there's one in,
it Stockton?
My God, I think Stockton.
Yeah,
but then
Stockton,
somebody else texted me and said it closed down. So I don't know. I would have to,
We definitely have Walmart.
But
so those things are
there's
gone.
There's not a ton of those either. But, yeah, the only Dillard's I know was in Stockton. But if you have a Dillard's, shout it out.
Yeah, it's been a weird time for fashion design. Like, Gucci had to pull a turtleneck because it had a mouth cover. With wide red lips. They had that on sale on their website, which is weird. I mean, the actual piece of clothing itself. And then in December, Prada, they angered people because they had accessories featuring black characters with oversized lips as well. So it feels like people need to go in and do some sensitivity training to some of these
designers. Well, on some of them, like that one, the last one you described, yeah, but not the Katy Perry shoes. Mm-hmm. I mean, what sensitivity? She was making a shoe, and it happened to be black with her face on it.
I bet no one was buying them, so she was like, well, I might as well just take them down because...
I mean, there's no...
Nobody wants these things anyway.
Nobody wants them, but I'm going to just act like this because of that.
I mean, there's just no need to go through the aggravation. You might as well just get it done, especially if you're Katy Perry.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj did not appreciate the shade BET threw at her after Cardi B won at the Grammys, tweeting, meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front, which I'm still trying to figure out what that meant, but with a photo of
Cardi B.
From her wig. She's being dragged by her wig.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
It's a type of wig that, like, it kind of, like, fades into your
It's not even
scalp.
About that. It's really just about they put a picture of Cardi B up there winning her Grammy and saying, meanwhile, Nicki Minaj is being dragged by her lace front. That means, basically, here she's on top and this girl's getting dragged.
Well, Nicki...
Which was really a stupid thing. I think it was just some rogue, dumb social media person for BET.
Just trying to be snappy.
Because they've apologized. BET said this should have never gone out on their feed.
No, but guess what? Nicki quickly got some payback. She announced yesterday that she and her label Young Money would not be a part of the BET experience later this summer. So, that's over.
Wow.
We'll see. Maybe they'll change their mind.
Cardi B's still headlining it. It was supposed to be her and Cardi B co-headlining this.
Yes.
They had squashed their beef and they had put it behind them, I guess. But then BET dragged it up with this stupid tweet. So you've really got to be careful about who's running your social media these days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, they got this idiot that posted this on their social media. Like, you really have to be careful on who even has access to your passwords. That's why they change the password around here every other day.
Mm-hmm.
I get an email.
Smart. Yeah.
Because you just never know, like, what might offend somebody. Somebody just thinks that,
that
I'm trying to be funny.
That one person that used to do
her
social media who I think is worthless. She doesn't have access to her social media anymore, does she?
I think she does.
Change it.
Jazzy. Hey, she better not.
Well, yes, the concert was supposed to be
drag her.
Nicki and Cardi. They were booked to co-headline. But here's the thing. Now, with Nicki pulling out and she said that she'd bring in the rest of Young Money with her, that means Lil Wayne's also pulling out of that concert. So BET definitely in repair mode, trying to do some...
Damn, that person must have lost their job. Control.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, instantly fired. So.
You have to be so careful who's doing your social media these days. It is like the number one thing people look at nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, we shall see if BET can repair this and hopefully save that event that they've got coming up in the summertime. But that remains to be seen. That's your Dirty 738 with Fernando and Greg. Stand by. Shan had a chance to speak with Kim Kardashian.
Oh my God. You're so
weird. I can't believe this is what you did with your free Saturday.
What?
You went
go
to
talk to the queen?
You went. She is not the queen.
Well, you know what? You're going to get my perspective next, okay?
Well, you're going to get my perspective, right?
Okay.
Right.
Shan, you had quite a weekend.
Yes, I went down to L.A. for the Makeup by Mario Masterclass.
I wanted to go to that so bad, but
well,
I got
held
up.
Well, it's sold out, boo. Sorry,
I
couldn't get tickets.
Yeah. The Makeup Mario.
Makeup by Mario.
Oh, I thought it was that's why I wanted to go. No, I thought it was Make Out with Mario.
Yes, Mario cute.
Yes,
Mario.
That is her official makeup artist.
Who's?
Kim Kardashian's official makeup
and
artist.
And what was he doing?
He was doing a makeup masterclass, so showing us how to do makeup, and Kim Kardashian was actually his model.
Oh,
maybe he'll do another one in the Bay Area, and he can show me how to cover up these little scars on my knee.
You know what? She actually had psoriasis all over her face, and he covered it up perfectly.
Wait, so, she did this weekend or before?
This weekend.
What's wrong with her?
She has psoriasis. She suffers from that, and she still came through. I was so surprised. I was like, oh, maybe she's not going to come. She doesn't want us to see her without makeup or something. But she was there, and she was so personable and so sweet. I had, I'm not going to lie, I had my reservations about her talking on the show. We you know, hate a lot. And I was very pleasantly surprised. She was very well spoken. She gave a lot of good advice. And I actually got to ask her a question.
How did you get to ask her a question?
Curious. People shout out questions while they're doing the makeup. Like, what eyeliner is that? Or, hey, what concealer are you using?
They need to organize a little bit better. They just have people shouting out questions.
It's a class. It's essentially a class in a theater. So
they should have had me host it.
You should have.
I could have been the moderator. I'd be like, Shan, what is your question, please?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
well,
it could be like, and Cam, I hate you.
The whole time I wanted to say something, but I was like, I don't think I can do it. Like, do I have the courage to talk, to say what I want to say?
All right.
And which then, is what? I hate you, Cam.
Well, no. We'll find out.
All right. You want to hear it?
And your entire family.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Kim, you inspired me to start my own makeup line. I wanted to say thank you. And what advice could you give to a woman starting her own business in makeup?
That's very cool. So congrats on that.
Thank you.
I think just to take advice, like listen to what your customer really wants and be able to make those changes. You know, really listen to what people want, but also follow your heart and do what you see as the vision for your company. And don't really steer away from that if you really believe in it.
Thank you so much. I would like you to try it if you want to. Oh my God. Can I get it to you? Thank you. Then they cut me off. They're like, stop trying to plug Shades by Shan. Stop. But
well,
I
her advice is terrible. She said, listen to your customers,
right?
But actually do whatever you want no matter what.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Mixed message from
even
that.
If your customers don't like it, follow your heart.
Right.
Like, that's terrible advice.
I mean, she's doing something right, following her heart and also listening. And
well, I think we were talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, you asked her. First of all, I don't believe that she inspired you. I think you inspired yourself.
Aw.
So I think you just said that to butter her up.
Yeah.
I knew it. Right. Okay. So fake. And second of all, I didn't like her advice.
But
what I'm more interested in, Shan, is that you said that people came from all over the globe to go
all
to this thing.
Over the world. There was people like I met. Oh my God. And the funny thing is that I went to the bar next door kind of early.
Left? Wait, she's like your hero. She inspired you, but you left early.
There were so many girls there that they were like shoving and we needed to get our swag bags. So we were like, let's just go get our swag bags and just bounce. And then all the husbands were in at the bar. They're like, is it out yet? Like all these husbands
waiting for
their girlfriends and wives. And people came from like Slovenia. Some guy drove his girlfriend from Montana.
So they could
take their, you know, girlfriend.
How much were tickets to this?
The cheapest one was about, I want to say $500.
What?
Yeah, $500.
For one ticket.
$500.
You know what?
Can you watch this on YouTube?
No, you can't. You can't. They don't let you film throughout like the whole masterclass. You can like do Instagram stories.
That guy cut you off when you were trying to like ask Cam how you get the makeup to her, you'd be like, "Listen, I paid $500 to be here. Why you didn't cut me off?"
She didn't pay $500 for it. She
said, don't know that.
She said tickets were $500.
Yeah,
she didn't pay $500.
No, you already know.
I already know.
But I was just so honored that she actually like responded to my question.
Well, what's she supposed to do? Say, "Shut up, girl."
I mean, she could have.
Don't ask me no questions.
Someone else could have jumped in and asked her another question. I don't know.
I don't know. So this is basically a way she's giving back to Mario because she's allowing him to make all that money.
Right.
By having her there.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's probably copping some money being there too. But I just feel like she doesn't have to do that. And she enjoys makeup. She enjoys her fans. And we had a great time. We learned
a lot.
She
doesn't have to do it. She's doing it for her profit. And his profit.
Probably not as much as she would go to a Vogue photo shoot.
How big was this theater?
It was 1,600 people in there.
Whoa, 1,600 people.
$500 is the cheapest. Then it goes for a meet and greet with her and Mario was $1,600.
Yeah. And I've been to a meet and greet. It's like, hi, bye.
Yeah.
Take a photo, get out.
But James Charles was there, the makeup influencer.
James Charles
was there.
Oh, my God. Well, that makes it worth it. I would have paid $2,000 just to see James Charles.
Me too.
All right.
Listen, I got free makeup lessons from that little queen you had at Poptopia.
Uh-huh.
He put eyelashes on me, did all that stuff. So I don't need this Mario or Charles.
That's what you think, but I learned a lot.
So you said there were 1,600 people in this theater?
Yeah.
So say the average was like $800 a ticket.
Yeah.
That's just the average. I'm just picking an average. 1.28
million dollars
from that one event.
Okay, and you know
what? Probably more.
This is what was so inspirational, too.
Fernando. You did the math wrong.
What?
She said 1,600 people. Not 16,000.
Hold on.
That's like $800 and 1,600 is not...
1,600 people times 8...
That's not millions.
Yes, it is. 1.28.
Yeah, we did the math, too.
Do it on your calculator.
Okay, I will.
It's 1.2 million. And what was so inspirational...
I did it.
I was like, oh, my God, how much are they making? But, okay, let me get to it. It was so inspirational because he was like, you know what? My first master class, I had 16 students in it, and now I have 1,600, and it's filled to the brim. And I thought that was really cool because I'm starting my business, and not a lot of people, like, come out to my... meet and greet sometimes, and this just solidifies.
Here's what you need to do. Have Kim Kardashian show up.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that.
You already made the connection, Shan. Use that. All right. Listen, thank Shan. Unbelievable moment. We should probably post you asking the question.
Yeah, you can repost it. It's on my Instagram, Shan Berries, or we'll repost it on Fernando and Greg.
All right.